Nerdish,
nerdy,
nerd news.
Hi, and welcome to Nerdish, Nerdy, Nerd News. Come along and ride with us as we explore, discuss, and nerd-splain some of the most interesting topics of today.
Hey, I'm Tim. Hung around with nerds a lot growing up, hoping that it would rub off. I think it kind of did, because I'm kind of nerdish. As always, my co-hosts.
Hey, thanks, Tim. I'm Christian. I've been playing and writing, creating games and Dungeons & Dragons since high school. My idea of a relaxing weekend is playing vids with my buds online. I also used to do complex math troubles with my dad for fun. I am very nerdy. And with us to help us understand the world a little better.
Hi, I'm Jess. I've been programming and using computers since the early 80s. I'm a voracious reader, consistently going through about 500,000 or more words a month. I've got some biochemistry in my background, and I've been using technology for as long as I can remember. I am the nerd.
Ow, Tim, get off.
Take that.
Stop it, you big jock.
Well, you guys, jeez.
How's your ear?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, take me back 20 years. It feels like it was when I was in high school.
Just 20?
Oh, shut up.
Nice try. 20 years.
Yeah, well, I was a nerd back then, and I'm a nerd now, and that's the way it will always be.
Well, I always kind of wanted to be a nerd, like you guys know, and we've talked so much, but I guess if you were to label me as anything and put me in any kind of a box, I guess it was, I'd have been a jock.
Yeah, I was a nerd. I was a nerd, a complete nerd. Mm-hmm. When I was little, my sisters used to tease me. They used to call me Professor Jess because they'd ask a question and I'd answer it. And I'm the youngest. I'm, you know, like they were like in their teens, and my oldest sister is quite a bit older than I am. She was early 20s, and they'd ask a question, and here I am like 8 years old, and I'd be like, well, this, and they just look at me like, thanks, Professor Jess.
And we still look at him that way today.
Yes.
But Professor, no, I mean, I was a lot in, I was in the nerd culture. I was in band, I was in drama, but I tried to cross over to the jocks too. I was on the basketball team, the volleyball team, the track team, the badminton team, like you name it. I tried to be a part of it.
Okay, but say, like, so band. I was good at football, and I did all these other things, but I was also playing drums. I mean, at 10 years old, I was always wanted to do that stuff as well.
Yeah, back then there was no...
But is that nerdy, though? Is being in band... So this is where...
Well, drums was that fringe, you know. Right. Like, you were... Right. Were you playing in the marching band drums?
No.
Or were you playing drums with a rock and roll band?
With the rock and roll.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Darn it.
So you tried.
I tried.
But yeah, like, I mean, we're looking at what nerds, geeks, and jocks are and how that dynamic... I mean, the three of us grew up very, very similar, but very different here in Moose Jaw. We're all, you know, from small town. And I think kind of if we look at what nerds are and kind of what geeks are, and we can maybe find a common ground between the three of us.
It's totally changed. It's totally changed over the past 40 years. Oh, gosh, that's scary.
Yeah, like, I mean, you look at a nerd. A nerd was typically, I mean, Revenge of the Nerds being our inspiration.
Nerds!
You know, that's kind of our inspiration for all of this is they were intellectual. They were obsessive. They were introverted. They'd spend lots of time on unpopular, little-known, and non-mainstream activities, things like Dungeons & Dragons in the 90s that Jess and I used to play, you know.
Collecting rocks.
Collecting rocks.
Okay, you know? But here, so, I mean, I used to smash rocks as a kid to look at the insides of them.
That's kind of nerdy.
Kind of nerdy, yeah.
I used to spend hours.
But did you go and find out what kind of rock? Is it a metamorphic? Is it a sedimentary? Is it an igneous? Is it?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Exactly.
See, and that's where I nerded out and went to university and got a geology degree so that I could know what those rocks were. You know, I took it that next step, and that's where I think the nerd... You had inklings of nerd.
Inklings of nerd.
But you didn't grasp onto it and hold on.
Come to the dark side.
So like we used to be a demographic, but we've reclaimed it since things like Big Bang Theory and things, shows like that that have come out that have glamorized being a nerd and what it is to be a nerd, which has really changed since, you know, our 70s and 80s when nerds were, you know, stuffed in lockers and
given the swirlies.
Nerds. See, my confusion always came with the nerd and the geek. Because I thought, so I always thought like the differentiation, the real difference between a nerd and a geek was one is a super genius that is like just a super genius. Whereas the geek is just the Dungeons and Dragons or likes playing the video games or knows a lot about Marvel and Star Wars and but not really
any you're almost there.
Like, one of the key examples of that is, and a lot of people will recognize this, is a band geek, because you weren't called a band nerd, you were called a band geek because you obsessed about band and band culture and band music
and band camp, wink wink, you know.
Yes.
And Jess, you're like,
a geek is someone who's absolutely obsessed with a specific hobby, say. So you could be a band geek, you could be a D&D geek, you could be a car geek, right?
You know, but not a nerd, because the nerd is more broad in the sense of the person being more intellectual, obsessed, and introverted, whereas the geek is just obsessed with one particular
topic. So you can be a geek who is a nerd.
Okay.
But being a nerd doesn't necessarily make you a geek.
Exactly.
You could be a jock geek.
You could.
And so someone who is like absolutely into football, like down to the point where they're creating their own plays and they're developing their own, you know, training regime and all
fantasy
that things like that.
Football.
That is
the exact example of a jock geek.
Yeah. I grew up with the kid, so his folks had a corner lot. So they had two pieces of land. The corner lot, we played all year round with each sport. So baseball season, we were playing baseball, football,
mm-hmm.
this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. He would make wood trophies. He even stole money out of his dad's wallet to pay a purse for the winner of a tournament that he set up.
So yeah, exactly.
He got in big trouble for that. But
that is a sport geek.
Right. Yeah. So geek is more transferable into the jock culture and vice versa than a nerd is actually kind of a special skill set.
And you have to really look at what jock means too, yeah. though, right? Jock is an athlete,
right,
or someone who's very interested in sports culture, things that are historically and stereotypically the masculine things like muscle cars.
Not as interested in the intellectual activities of life.
Right. So it's actually it's mostly in North America. The term jock isn't used elsewhere in the world, at least not until recently. And the origins come specifically from the word jockstrap.
Interesting.
But there is a rare breed called a nerd jock. And they, close to what I tried to be in high school, is a human with high intelligence as well as great physical abilities. So I had moderate intelligence and moderate physical abilities. But you could fit into social groups on both sides.
Yeah,
they were able to perform.
You could talk to a nerd or you could talk to jocks. Yeah. You're accepted by both.
You were able to perform well in school with 85 or higher averages, but also compete at a very high level with sports. And they're also known as all-arounds or schoolboys because their ability to perform well in school and excel in many forms of athletes. So there is a nerd jock out there. They're very rare. But like you say,
you're that one person that you knew in high school that could talk to anybody and not be socially ostracized for talking to them.
Me, kind of, to be honest. Like, I mean, mm-hmm. I've never had...
Yeah,
I've always
you were invited to the parties, but you would sit down and talk with the nerds.
Well, that's why we let him in.
I know, exactly.
Jeez, guys,
you're our nerd jock.
That's see, so that's that. But it has all changed now. Would be like?
Yeah,
when we grew
it has definitely changed.
There was a lot more distinctive of a line that was drawn between these groups, and each of these groups, I think it's interesting because each one of these groups have kind of like a specialization, which is really kind of interesting.
You look now, the people that you used to pick on in high school as nerds and geeks, they're the CEOs. They're the the chief technology officers. They're the chief financial officers. They're the ones that you work for now.
Yeah. And I look at some of the things that my wife, I love her to bits. She was a bully in high school. I'll throw her under the bus. She's going to hate me. Hopefully this doesn't end, you know, end in divorce for us.
Just don't let her listen to this.
Yes, yeah, this particular podcast, we're not going to let her listen.
So Jen, don't listen to this part.
Yeah. Just. So she has a person that Jess and I worked with at Sastel. His name was Conrad. And she went to high school with this person. And they used to pick on him in high school and call him funny names and things like that. And when I asked him about this at work, he's like, oh, yeah, I remember your wife. And it was like this very look towards the ground and remembered. And she's like, oh, no, we had fun with him. We were just playing. And I'm like, yeah, that's not how he sees it, hon.
That's
where the jock, the bully, like my wife was a jock in high school. And that's where the jock and the kind of bully mentality of the 80s and 90s, they didn't even realize they were doing it. They thought they were including them in their...
And you know what? As a jock, I can actually kind of vouch for that because I may be... people probably could accuse me of the same thing. I thought I was mean. It was just... That's how we all teased each other. If, like, for example... I wanted to be part of the drama group. I wanted to join choir all the time, but I dared not because of, you know, the social circle that I was with that time. I would have never heard the end of it. But deep down, that's where I wanted to be.
Mm-hmm. And nowadays you can.
And that's what I think is so great. That line is, there's just a much better blend, I think.
Just as a pause there on that note. This nerd needs to kind of go to the washroom, so we're going to take a quick break here for commercials, and then when we come back, we will talk some more about nerds, jocks, and geeks, and all the in-betweens.
Nerdish.
Nerdy.
Nerd news.
Oh, thanks for letting me have a break, boys.
No, that's
not
good.
Stuffing
no
me in the locker like you used to, Tim.
Yeah. You know, that's the thing, though. It was, I thought everything that we did was all in good fun. A lot of people probably didn't. That's the great thing about today, is I think that common ground that has been at least attempted to...
You can't use it as a derogatory comment to call someone a nerd when they say, yeah, and I'm proud of it.
Yeah.
I am a nerd. I'm totally a nerd. And absolutely. You know what? There's nothing that you can say that will make that hurt.
And I'm your boss now, so go away.
Yeah. You know, like when we had our gaming convention last week, we were full of nerds and geeks and jocks. Who are like you, like they finally are like, hey, I can go and play these games without having that social
awkwardness, sort of, yeah, you know, with the rest of the jocks picking on me at football practice. Oh, you were out playing D&D? Yep. Now yeah, you can, you know, now that we're halfway through life, we...
But so it's been completely changed. You say, you're a nerd, and most of them will say, yeah.
So where did that come from? Why the change? Where the change? What could we?
It's really been like I said, it's been reclaimed. It's been reclaimed by the people who have been nerds all their lives
and just uber successful because of it.
Yeah,
Elon Musk's, your Bill Gates, your, you know, Steve Wozniak. These guys who were nerds, literally nerds in a garage, have really helped all the rest of us reclaim it, as well as mainstream media. You know, you look at like the movies that have come out where the nerd has gotten the girl, where the social outcast has managed to beat off all the jocks.
They're the underdog.
They're the underdogs. And we are the underdogs that have, you know, reclaimed our title, reclaimed our place in society.
It's become a group identity. You know, like you have people who say, I don't even know how to put them in words here. You have nerds, you have geeks, you have they're just it's a badge, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because they've given so many giftings to the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Like you think we're gonna talk about this in our next episode, like the way technology has moved forward. And that's only come because you have people like myself and Christian and other nerds out there, and even Tim. I know you've been like, oh, I really want to see that. Like, what if I did this? Mm-hmm. That would be really cool. Yeah, no. Whereas, you know, someone else would be like, why would you do that? Because it's cool.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And I mean, in a technology-driven society that we live in today, it's the nerds are the ones that grasp that tech, that move it forward for everybody.
Hey, Tim, you having trouble with your smartphone? Who do you take it to? Not your jock buddy.
That smartphone just happens to be smarter than me most of the time. That's right.
Yeah. So, and that's really where it's come from, is that reclaim. It's funny, if you look at Urban Dictionary, I think you pulled some of that out of there. When you look at up nerd, one of the things in here it says is, if you were reading this article to determine whether you're a nerd or not, you're not.
Nerds do not need to look up the definition of nerd if it is a label with no consequence whatsoever. And nerds have better things to do than play along with societal stereotypes.
Yeah.
It's funny. Back to the phone comment. If you had a nickel for every time I've asked you how to navigate my way through my phone, how much do you think you'd have?
Oh, we probably wouldn't have to do a podcast anymore.
At least a dollar today.
Wow. At least just today.
Yeah.
Jeez, that's a whole revenue stream for you guys.
Yeah. We don't need Bitcoin. We just need Tim.
Look at where is that? Geek Squad.
Yeah, the Geek Squad and things like that.
All they do is stuff like that, and
The Apple bars where you can take your Apple stuff to Apple and they'll teach you how to use it. Like Sastel does it here too. They have sessions at the Sastel stores where they teach people how to do things on their smartphones.
So here's a question. Super nerds. Who are some, just off top of your head, who
Stephen
are some
Hawking.
Of the super nerds that have really made impacts?
Yeah, Stephen Hawking, definitely.
Yeah.
Nikola Tesla was like Tesla. The original nerd.
Yeah.
And I mean, some of his stuff is only just starting to come.
Would he be the original? Or like people like Galileo and...
I'm thinking more so at least in the last century, and since the industrial age,
right?
You know, like Galileo and them, they were nerds, but they were
scientists and gentlemen
and philosophers, and they were accepted in their society. So to say that, you know, for the most part, Nikola Tesla was ostracized by pretty much everyone, and
died homeless and poor.
A lot of his technologies are only coming to fruition now. Like, people are realizing, oh, what he did was amazing.
Yeah.
You know, so.
You know, you just look at some of the stuff that he's invented, like power, AC power, electricity, what was his name?
Alexander Graham Bell.
Wanted to have everything as DC. But that would have been super expensive because you'd have to have generating stations every so.
You'd have how many lines? Power lines.
And the
everywhere.
Amount of loss of energy when you try to transmit DC over long distances as opposed to AC. But I mean, that's just one particular thing. Yeah. Like
dabbling in wireless.
Yeah. Wireless energy transmission. Yep. Just like you use your cordless your cell phone and you sit it on a wireless charger. There you go.
Yeah he's a. He's for sure a super nerd.
And to go nowadays, like even if we were to say living, there's a few. Some are a little off the rails crazy, but you know, that's part of being that nerd, is being able to think outside the box and being able to come up with ideas that aren't conventional. You know, they might have differing political views than the majority. They might have, you know, things like that. But there's a reason they think that way, is they've got a twist, that twist on reality, basically, and they're able to take that twist and put it into inventions and things like that. You know?
So I'm thinking now here too, was there, so Nikola Tesla, yeah, he had his story, but like people like Elon Musk, right? Albert Einstein.
Albert Einstein, I would agree with, yes.
Mm-hmm. But Elon, they weren't ostracized from their peers. They were kind of...
No, again, they were... That was in a time when somebody who was a leader in developing new sciences and inventions and things like that was still respected. It wasn't until the 1950s that the term nerd and that sort of stereotype really began.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I was kind of leading into.
And you look at Einstein, I mean, he was a white male, but he also was in the patent office when he was doing his research and doing some of his things. So, I mean, he may not have been ostracized, but he wasn't, you know, touted as a...
A rich person. No. And that's why I don't really agree. Elon comes from money. He had money backing him with his idea. You know, everybody has ideas.
Right.
Right. And I'm like, we were talking before we even came in here, you had that one idea. I can't remember what it was now. But it was like, that sounded great. Like you should, that would be great. And you're like, yeah, but you know, how do you do that? You need mm-hmm. to have some kind of investment. Mm-hmm. You get that investment, you get something rolling. And as long as you have a modicum of business sense or someone who does helping you, you're going to do fairly well.
And so back to then, you said we were going to break into, because that's kind of what I was wanting to lead into, the whole stereotype or stereotypical nerd that we grew up with. Where did it come from? Like when did it start? And then we kind of spoke about how it's kind of ended a little bit.
Yeah. But. Well, the term nerd, there's lots of thoughts of where the actual word comes from and where its origins are and things like that. But there's no real specific thing that it come from. Not like geek. Right. Geek actually came from somewhere. It originally comes from the German word geck. I don't know how I'm pronouncing it right, which means a fool or a freak. And it was a term used for a freak show performer who bit the heads off of live animals like snakes, chickens, bats. Sort of like Ozzy Osbourne did on stage for a while there.
Ozzy Osbourne was the original geek.
Yeah, and it was a derogatory term.
Super geek.
Yeah, and that's what it was. It was someone who was a freak or a fool. And, you know, while biting the head off of a chicken on stage, yeah, that's kind of freakish. So, a geek.
Yeah.
Nerd, not so much. It doesn't have that background.
It doesn't have a Latin background.
It just sort of...
That we could find anyways.
Yeah, if you look on Wikipedia, they have a few things that say, well, we think it comes from this, but it really... It doesn't really have a solid
one. It just kind of developed. It came into fruition in the 50s and...
You know, like they have, what's that one? I think it's Yiddish nudnik or something like mm-hmm. that, which means like sort of like that's kind of silly.
Right. So I just start to think to myself then, like there's smart, there's the really smart kids in school, and then mm-hmm. there's your jocks.
Yep. Yeah, like nerds are self-driven.
Right.
And they're doing it not because... They're trying to make money. They're not doing it because someone's telling them to do it. They're doing it because they are genuinely interested.
It's the intellectual side of it, the intellectual inspiration. Yeah.
Like when you run across the line and you make a touchdown with that ball and that jolt of like, yeah, that you get when you're playing football, or when you flick the puck into the net and you beat the goalie and it's in, or when you toss the basket from the three-point line or whatever, right? That is the same feeling that a nerd gets when they figure something really difficult out. It's exactly the same. It's that same reward.
So those math problems that my dad and I used to have competitions with in high school, it's that feel of success. Maybe not as big, but I can have that same feeling of success 20, 30 times a day in my minuscule doses, as opposed to you getting one or two touchdowns a week. And that's if you're like the best running back.
I'm just still thinking about where that war would have initiated between between these groups, because really there are so many, just sit and talk, there's so many parallels, right?
Kids are terrible to each other. There's always been cliques.
Yeah.
There's always been cliques. There's always been social gatherings, like these are the cool kids.
If you're different.
Yeah. They're different. And then these are the ones that are not cool because whatever reason at the time.
Because don't kid yourself. The minute you walked away from me and went and left me in the locker, and I got out of the locker and went back to my nerds, I was like, oh man, that Tim guy smells like a friggin' bag of cabbage.
Hey, you know what?
You know, like, we would pick up...
Just for the you folks out there, I never actually stuck anybody in a locker, okay?
<You're>,
anyway. That you'll admit to.
Yeah. But like, we would not pick on you to your face, but behind your back, the nerds would pick on the jocks. Yeah. Oh man, did you see what he was wearing today? Day, what an idiot. He looked like a moron.
I saw the score on his math test. He only got a 60.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And to my own defense, going up until high school, I was an Algebra 99 kid. I was done algebra in grade 9. But it was so ferocious and there was so much pressure, I just said, you know what? Running this football is just way easier.
and you know what?
Keep up.
That's where you excelled, and that's where Jess and I went down the other road and excelled at the book smarts. Is you know, and it's what we found as our niche, and that's part of growing up. But you know,
but what's cool is that there's so much to learn from everybody, because as I said, the nerds and the geeks and the jocks all have an area of specialization and expertise, and I think it's so cool that now people have just kind of discovered that, and it's just everybody is each other's library. It's so cool. I even look at like my kids today, and you know, even the shows, like you know,
well, and nowadays too, like, I mean, you're starting to break
how high school is depicted in Spider-Man, or like it's
you're
so
starting
different.
To break a lot of those cliques that we might have had in high school that were, you know, five, maybe six cliques. So you'd have like the band geeks, you'd have the drama nerds, and you'd have the shop guys who are always working on cars. And then you've got the jocks and, you know, maybe one or two other minor ones. Well, those have now expanded into, you've got the gaming, the streamers. You've got the TikTok stars or social media stars who, like, these are cliques and they stick together in school. And they're like, oh, yeah, I got 3,200 views on my such and such last night. Then the band and drama nerds have broken out into, you know, different
podcasting.
Yeah. Podcasting, drama, you know, like live theater, musical theater, stage production, or TV production, radio production.
And with what we have computers now, they can take that video camera or their phone, right? And they can do a little thing, and then they can take that, throw it into their computer, and make it look like they're having a lightsaber battle.
Yeah.
You know what I've just realized? It's a conspiracy. The nerds are turning everybody into nerds.
We have. That's why we put these toys in your hand.
It's like a disease.
That's great.
Yeah. So.
Anyway, this was a conversation with the nature of what we're doing that had to be had. It was a conversation that we had to have.
About us and how Tim picks on us and beats on us and ties us up in the corner.
He was throwing food at me at lunch today.
I will never admit to any of it.
No. So, yeah, it really is. And it's a view on society as a whole, how it's changed since we were kids. I think it's... the nerds, geeks, and jocks debate will continue and continue to morph as we age. It's a growing societal norm now.
I don't want to talk about the aging, though. Guys, you said you wouldn't make me cry on air. So
yeah, it's more numbers, Tim. More numbers.
More numbers. It's a lot of math.
Anyway, Christian, Jess, it's been a pleasure.
You too, Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
Thanks again for letting us into your ear holes with this nerdish, nerdy nerd news podcast. Check out our website at wildshot.ca.
You can find us on all the socials under Nerdish, Nerdy, Nerd News. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can also subscribe and support us at patreon.com/nerdish to get more bonus content, show notes, and merch.
If you'd like to send us topics for future episodes or comment about our existing ones, please email us info@wildshot.ca. And remember,
stay nerdy.
Nerdish, nerdy, nerd news.